from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. It's anything you ever wanted to know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can send your questions and answers to us via email this hour as well. You know, you send those to anything@kera.org. And we're also going to give another number here momentarily. But first, let's prime the pump with a couple of questions. This is from PJ, who wants to know, PJ and Garland, why do 18-wheelers hit overpasses on occasion? And PJ asks, is it the load they're carrying that affects the ride height? John in Washington, D.C. writes, I live in an apartment with an overactive radiator, the old-fashioned steam kind. There is no thermostat and no way to control the temperature. Is there something I can adjust, he asks, a bolt, a nut, a valve on the radiator that will make the radiator not bleed off so much heat? He says, it's almost 100 degrees in here, but not in my neighbor's apartments. He says, I would bring this issue up with my landlord, but I own a dog who's not supposed to be here, so I have to fix this problem myself. Does anyone know what to do with this old radiator so that it's not so hot? 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. Let's see. Cindy wants to know, what's the best way what's the best way to contact an elected representative in Congress or in the Senate? Cindy says, given the various media modes at our disposal, I wonder if any one is more powerful than another. Is a phone call more urgent or compelling than an email? Or does an old-fashioned, handwritten, stamped letter still speak the loudest? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Sarah says, first off, I just moved to Dallas from Boston, where I listened to WGBH, and I was thrilled to discover this show. Well, thank you, Sarah. I'm so glad you're with us. Sarah's question is, I adore the South African song Vul Indlela by South African megastar Brenda Fassie, who, Sarah adds, died in 2004 of a coma resulting from a drug overdose. She says, but all my efforts to find an English translation of the lyrics have ended in failure. Are there any South Africans out there who can help? I hope to get an answer on the air. Well, this is the right place because it's a two-hour show today, Sarah. So someone hopefully will call us at 800-933-5372 or email us at anything@kera.org with an answer to your question. Or you can send us, you know, new, fresh questions. As I said, it is a two-hour membership campaign special today. And there's another number that I urge you to call. That number is 800-456-5372. 1-800-456-KERA. Join KERA as a contributing member, a listener who helps pay the bills, and we have a raft of incentives today for you. First of all, you've been hearing about it all day long. There is the Stoneley Hotel. It's down the street from the station here. Has offered a special incentive to everyone who contributes today. Everyone that calls 800-456-5372 or contributes online at kera.org is entered into a drawing to win a two-night stay in a studio suite at the Stoneley, plus a $100 spa gift certificate. This is worth $1,200. That's a pretty big deal. Somebody's going to win this at 6:55-ish today. The winner is going to be drawn during a marketplace. So thanks so much to the Stoneley Hotel for making this contribution in support of KERA. Also, we have a special drawing today during the Anything two-hour membership campaign special. It's a very special drawing because the other day I was sitting right in here in the studio with Chris Boyd during the Think Show, and I was urging you to call then, and I got a call while I was in here, and when I got my message later, it was my friend and someone who's been called on this in this time slot, the Sage of Wimberley, Joe Nick Potoski. He is a Texas rider. He lives in the Hill Country. He's been riding for years. You've heard him on KERA a number of times. You've heard him talk about Texas music. You've heard him talk about his latest and greatest book, Willie Nelson, An Epic Life. But Joe Nick has been everywhere, and he's written about everything Texas. And he came by the station earlier this week, and he brought us, he brought you, really, a stack of 8 books that he's either written or contributed to. Let me give you the titles of these books. Texas Coast, which has the beautiful photographs of Lawrence Parent. Texas Mountains, also written with Lawrence Parent. And one of my favorites, Big Bend National Park, by Joe Nick Potoski and Lawrence Parent. Joe Nick also brought us a copy of Conjunto by John Dyer that he contributed the introduction to. He brought us a copy of My Soul Looks Back in Wonder by Juan Williams, which he contributed oral histories to. He brought us his groundbreaking and one of his early works, biography of Stevie Ray Vaughan, which he co-wrote. He co-wrote that with Bill Crawford. It's called Stevie Ray Vaughan Caught in the Crossfire. He brought us a copy of his biography, Selena, Como la Flor, about the famous singer Selena, who was killed. And he brought us a copy of his latest book out in paperback now, Willie Nelson, An Epic Life. These are all sitting right here on the desk next to me. He has autographed each of these books for you if you're the lucky winner. So call now, 800-456-5372. Make your contribution during anything today, and you will be entered into a drawing to win this stack of books from Jonick Potosky. And it comes with its own carrying bag that that was given to Jonick by the Friends of the Georgetown Library. And it says, Hill Country Authors Series, November 21st, 2008, Jonick Potosky. So Jonick even contributed a bag. So somebody's going to win this at 2 o'clock today, and it might be you if you call 800-456-5372 or if you contribute online at kera.org. The other number to call to get involved in the show today is 800-933-5372. And that's where we find Jose calling from Dallas. Hello, Jose.
I'll be right back. Hey,
yes.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Hey, I was wondering why it is that there is two prices on books. There's one for the U.S. and there's one for Canada. And I've always wondered why that was.
I always thought it was because of the exchange rate. But okay. Somebody will set us straight on that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You bet.
I hope we raise enough money to get this quickly done. I'm ready for my regular programming. I already contributed this month.
Well, thank you so much, Jose. I appreciate it.
Take care. Bye.
You know, we are almost halfway there, folks. Thanks to you, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, but thanks to many of you, hundreds, probably thousands of you, really, at this point, we've raised $252,400 so far since last Friday. Wow, that's astonishing. And that's my word of the week, really. I think astonishing is the word, because that's fantastic. That's unbelievable. But we've got to get to $600,000 before we can wrap up the drive. So pick up the phone, 800-456-5372, online at kera.org. You know what? There's yet another incentive I've got to tell you about. A friend of KERA, which, by the way, you can join the Friends of KERA right now with a contribution at the $1,500 membership level. A friend of KERA out in Fort Worth, Dick Wells. I've known this guy for 8-9 years. He is the biggest supporter of KERA, and he's the guy that told me the story years ago. Gee, I listened for 20 years and never contributed, and by the time I got around to contributing, I thought, well, I need to be a friend. So he joined at the Friends level. And not only does he contribute at the Friends level, but Dick called us up and said, I want to make some Anything You Ever Wanted to Know t-shirts for you to offer during the membership campaign. And we have Anything You Ever Wanted to Know t-shirts, and we've only got 24 of them. And they're available right now when you call 800-456-5372 at the $120 membership level. There's only 24 of these shirts. There's 12 large. There's 12 extra large. So they're going to go really, really fast. So you call 800-456-5372, and you let the person who answers the phone know that you want one of the Anything You Ever Wanted to Know t-shirts. You got to use your credit or debit card because it's a limited thing, and we'll get them right out to you. It's a $120 credit or debit card contribution, and you can get either a large or an extra large limited edition. Like I said, there's only 24 of these that exist, and you can pick up one of those right now at 800-456-5372. Back to the phones at 800-933-5372, and let's talk to Charlie in Poolville. Hello, Charlie.
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
I've got a question about carbon and trees and CO2 and all that sort of stuff.
Okay.
We all know that trees absorb carbon and release oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when that tree is dead and it either rots in the forest or is burned is not how much of that carbon, as carbon dioxide, is released back into the atmosphere.
It's a great question. And you know what? We've got 2 hours today, so maybe we'll get an answer for you.
Okay. I'll stay listening.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Up next is Mandla calling from Frisco. Hello, Mandla. Are you with us?
Yes, I am here.
Yes, go right ahead.
I have an answer for this question about the Brenda Fassie song.
Yes.
And there's actually not a word-by-word English translation, but there is a general translation for what the song means in English. She's basically calling out to the lead woman that leads in the celebration in the community to come out and celebrate with her because her sister is getting married on that day.
Very good. Well, Mandla, thank you so much for calling.
All right.
All right. Take care. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, it's always open, anything at kera.org. You can also join online if you listen online. And I know some of you do. Some of you listen to the podcast. You know, it all has a cost. We have to pay the bills to keep bringing you this program and all the other programs you hear on KERA. And so that's why, really, right now, it's boiled down to, quite frankly, just about it's just about 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks total a year that we do this. We used to do 4 membership campaigns. They would go a certain number of days, and it was just, you know, it seemed like a never-ending slog. And a couple of years ago, we changed the format, and we said, look, we're going to set the goal, and the goal is X number of dollars, which is necessary to keep the station healthy. And when we reach the goal, the drive is going to end right then. So the goal is $600,000, okay? We're almost halfway there. We are almost halfway there right now. So if you join right now, if you call 800-456-5372, if you go online to kera.org and contribute right now, you can help us get there much faster. Because we all know that all of us know we're either going to do it or we're not going to do it, okay? And some of you are, and you know, I'm not even really allowed to say this on the radio, quite frankly, but I've barred the door here. Some of you are never going to contribute to the station. That's just a fact. But some of you are going to contribute. But the question is, are you going to do it today? Are you going to do it late next week? Seriously, we would be great if we could do the whole hour next week without any of these fundraising suggestions on my part. It'd be great if we could finish the drive before next Friday. That would be really, I mean, it'd be a record setter, first of all. But it'd be great because we all want to get back to the regular schedule. You know, we all want to get back to the regular thing. All of us. I listen too when I'm not at work. When I'm not sitting here, I listen too. I wanted to get back to the regular schedule too. So, you know, we have a chance here to really just get this thing going. And your call right now to 800-456-5372, your online contribution at kera.org will help us get. Like I said, we're almost halfway. They did $20,000 during Morning Edition this morning, and you know, we could certainly do that. So call 800-456-5372. Contribute online at kera.org. Do your part right now. We've got a couple of people on the phones here, and we're going to take those calls. We're going to read more of your emails when we come back from a quick break. But we need to hear from you. 800-456-5372 is the telephone number. Contribute online at kera.org. Get entered into not one, but 2 drawings. One for the Stoneley Hotel package this evening, and one that's going to draw right before 2 o'clock for this stack of books autographed by Joe Nick Petoskey. So call 800-456-5372 or contribute online at kera.org. We'll be right back. From KERA, it is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Jeff Whittington. The telephone number, 800-933-5372. The email address, anything@kera.org. A couple of questions. Bill in McLennan Chisholm wants to know if gold can be bought and sold at face value at any bank in Dallas, or is it only available through exchanges that charge a premium for each transaction? He says, if the latter, so is it because of the dollar being a, he says, fiat currency? And let's see. Lori says, I don't think my question last week about alphabetizing got answered, so I'm going to ask again, which is fine. If you're listing things that are abbreviated, such as Saint, like ST period or SMU? Is it alphabetized as if it was written out or as it is abbreviated? Well, call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Nick in Arlington. Hello, Nick.
Yeah, hi, Jeff. My name's Nick Marlington.
Yes.
I was trying to find the title to the song that's played at the end of the news hour with Jim Lehrer, when the names of fallen soldiers are scrolled.
It's from Holst's The Planets.
Holst the Planet.
Yep.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Up next to 800-933-5372 is Kristen in Dallas. Hello, Kristen.
Hi. I wanted to ask actually two questions. The first one I'm sure you can answer, and the second one I'm not sure. The first one is, years and years ago when Glenn Mitchell was still on, he used to, during the pledge drives, have a map. And he would go through and he used to come up with these smallest little towns that he would want to hear from during pledge drives. So I was wondering if anybody was still kind of doing that or not. I haven't heard it in a while, and it used to just make me laugh when I would hear him find tiny towns I'd never heard of.
It was actually a list, and I've got the list somewhere at my desk, and I've pulled it out for a couple of drives before, and then we used it a little more generally during some membership campaigns. Nobody did it quite like Glenn did it. So I still got the list, his original list, which, you know, he would look at a map somewhere and make this list of small towns, but it was always a lot of fun.
I never could figure out where he found these places because I've lived here my whole life and never heard of half of the places he was talking about.
Places like Cache.
Yeah.
Of course, Gun Barrel City is fun to say.
That's always fun to say, but my grandparents live there, so that was easy.
Well, we'd love to hear from Cache and Gun Barrel City, so if you're listening, don't hesitate. Don't think just because we're not singling you out today that you're off the hook, as Glenn would say.
And my second question is a little more general. I'm sorry I wasn't able to get this question in during the fair, but for years and years, the Budweiser Clydesdales were part of the fair.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like last 2 or 3 years they have not been there. And I was wondering why. It seems like they're still serving Budweiser at the fair, so what happened to the Clydesdales?
Okay. Well, we'll
so much fun for the kids to go see these horses. I want to know what happened.
Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
And bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Up next is Thomas in Dallas. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, Nick.
Yes, go right ahead.
Oh, this is Thomas from Dallas. I'm a driver, so if it's a little difficult to hear me, it's because I'm going down the road. I just wanted to answer the lady's question about why sometimes drivers do hit overpasses.
Yeah.
Occasionally, you have, or more often than not, you have an inexperienced driver who's pulling a load, and he's going to be distracted by one fashion or another, but Texas DOT sets a max limit as a standard for big rigs and or big trucks, and you probably get that the height on TxDOT's website. But the height requirement aside, once it exceeds a certain height dedicated by the Texas Department of Transportation here in Texas, once it exceeds that height, they must the trucking company or the carrier must pull a special permit. The special permit is paid for to, I believe it's the Texas Department of Transportation, and then they will issue a route to the dispatcher, the company that pulls that permit. And then that route is supposed to be relayed to the driver. It usually takes a few hours to a couple of days, depending on the permit. But the driver should go down a dedicated route. Occasionally, they are distracted, and they wind up trying to go down a route that they're unfamiliar with, or they may not be familiar with that route at all. Now, typically, what I do in this scenario, I've never had a permit pulled, but I run a condo truck. The condo truck pretty much is set up at the just below that max height, and I will use my stacks. In other words, my stacks or the top of the truck as a max guideline for myself. So when a load is put on my truck that's not permitted, that goes higher than the stacks, well, then I start questioning the load. At that point, I require someone pull out a measuring tape and measure to the top of that load from the ground. us. And then as a general rule, I use 13.6 as bridge clearance. Now, in some states, they've set that number up there on top of that bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, what happens in some states, they resurface the road so many times.
Oh, okay. So it gets a little taller.
They change that sign.
So it's just a matter of inches, really. I mean, if you have an inch of your truck hit the bridge, it's going to peel back the top of your truck.
Yes.
And be a bad thing.
Typically, it's not the truck. It's the load.
Gotcha. Okay.
That sits on top of the flatbed trailer,
sure,
or customized trailer that winds up catching the bridge.
Well, Thomas, thanks so much for calling. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. We also got an email to anything@kera.org from Robin in somewhere, who says the weight of the load sometimes will make the trailer sit lower, and sometimes a completely empty trailer will sit higher, and that is occasionally what hits an overpass. And let's take one more call here real quickly at 800-933-5372 before we check in down the hall and see how they're doing at 800-456-5372. Let's talk next to Curtis in Arlington. Hello, Curtis.
Hi, Jeff. I have a couple of astronomy questions.
Okay.
Can I first say something in support of the membership campaign?
Sure.
I don't make a whole lot of money. I've got a young family, and our budget is pretty tight, especially these days. So I've been excusing myself from contributing for a pretty long time. But this month I got thinking, I pay $30 a month for my internet access.
Mm-hmm.
I pay another $15 a month for an online game I play. And public radio provides so much more in terms of quality, life-enriching content, certainly than the video game. Many days more than the internet. So if I can make room in my budget without even thinking twice about it for those things, I can justify saying, well, I can't find the money to make a contribution.
Well, I appreciate that, Curtis. Thanks very much.
So my questions are about the plane of the ecliptic, which is the disk that a solar system or a galaxy will arrange itself on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why it is that matter in the universe will come together in spheres to make a planet or a star, but when planets or stars get together to make a solar system or a galaxy, they arrange themselves in a disk.
Well, I don't know either. So we're gonna. but someone will. Someone will.
My second question was that I've heard that if you look into deep space, it doesn't matter what direction you look in, you see the same number of galaxies. So it sounds like the galaxies in the universe are actually arranging themselves in a sphere rather than all being lined up along a disk. So if one thing is true at one size and another thing is true at a smaller and a bigger size, why on earth is that?
Man, those are great questions. And, you know, we still have an hour and a half to go today, so we might actually get answers for these today. If not today, I'm sure someone will send us a detailed answer.
That would be great.
Curtis, thanks so much for calling. Thanks for your support, too.
Sure thing.
It is anything you ever wanted to know. The number to get in on the show is 800-933-5372. You can also email us anything@kera.org. A couple of quick answers that have come in. Alicia says, don't mail your federal officials letters because after the anthrax scare, mail barely makes it through to their D.C. offices. Judy says the two prices, Canada versus USA, are related to the exchange rate for the Canadian dollar. Okay, so that other phone number, 800-456-5372. Well, we've heard from a few of you. Thank you so much to Mike Williamson in Dallas, Sarah Weich in Irving, Richard Stingley in Fort Worth. We also heard from Michelle Rowe in Dallas, Raul Guerra in Farmers Branch. Thank you, Raul. Marie May in Granbury and Elaine Copeland in Dallas. Thank you so much to each of you. You are all included in this drawing. There are a couple of drawings going right now. Let me see if I can quickly go through this. Our friends at the Stoneleigh Hotel have offered a very special and very valuable, quite frankly, incentive to everyone that contributes today. Call 800-456-5372. Contribute online at kera.org. And you're entered into a drawing for a two-night stay in a studio suite at the Stoneleigh, plus a $100 spa gift certificate. This whole thing is worth about $1,200. We're going to draw the winner during Marketplace today. So don't miss out on that. And thanks very much to the Stoneleigh Hotel for their support. Also, friend of the station, really friend to you. He loves everybody, and he's awesome. The greatness of Joe Nick Potosky has offered up a stack of his collected works. And let me just go down the list here. Let me turn and look. Willie Nelson, An Epic Life by Joe Nick Potosky. Stevie Ray Vaughan, Caught in the Crossfire by Potosky and Crawford. Selena, Como La Flor by Joe Nick Potosky. Juan Williams, My Soul Looks Back in Wonder, which was contributed to by Joe Nick Potosky. Conjunto by John Dyer. Joe Nick wrote the introduction. And then three books that he collaborated with photographer Lawrence Parent on. Big Bend National Park, which is stunning. Texas Mountains, also unbelievably beautiful. And the Texas Coast. You will see these places like you've never seen them before in these beautiful coffee table style books. Joe Nick brought these books by. He autographed them all, and he said, Jeff, do with them what you will. I hope this helps the pledge drive. Well, we're going to give this stack of books to you if, number one, you contribute during the two-hour show today. So you got to contribute by about 1:55. So just do it now, 800-456-5372, or do it online at kera.org. Okay, so that's the first thing you got to do. And then you've got to be the lucky winner that we're going to draw at the end of the second hour. So about, we're going to do it about 1:55. Maybe we'll do it at 1:58 because I don't want to ruin our chances to get your contribution in that last couple of minutes. So before 2 o'clock, we're going to draw a winner who's going to win these books, these autographed books by Joe Nick Potosky. There's a couple of other incentives too. We have a very special offer on the table today. KERA friend Dick Wells owns a screen printing company in Fort Worth, and he's been a great friend of the station for years. He contributes at the friends level. He also he called us up. He said, "Hey, I want to give y'all some anything you ever wanted to know T-shirts." And if you remember, we've never had these shirts available as a thank you gift before. We just haven't, you know, we haven't made the step to make shirts available for the Anything You Ever Wanted to Know show. So Dick took it upon himself. He's contributed 12 size large shirts and 12 size extra large shirts. And that's it. That's all we got. We got 24 shirts that say Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on them. Yours when you join at the $120 membership level today on a credit or debit card. So do it now because they've got to be going fast down there. I mean, this is something we've never offered before during the show. And you can get your very own Anything T-shirt. We did hear from Darren Groden in Dallas. Thank you, Darren. And Mickey Maribo in Dallas. Thank you very much, Mickey. Also, Kim Miller from Allen. Laura Beckham in Dallas, Michael Simpson in Dallas. They've done their part at 800-456-5372 or via the web at kera.org. Call us, 800-456-KERA. Join online at kera.org. We have heard from people at the $150, the $365, the $1,000 level. It adds up really fast when you make your contribution because it's not just you. We're not asking just you to cover the budget of the station. We're asking all of you to do it, and we're asking you to do it in tandem with everybody else who's joining. And we've heard from hundreds of people who love KERA, who believe in this radio station and believe in the service and who use the service. If you tune in every week, especially during this Anything show, if this is the main show that you tune in for on KERA, then please support it right now at 800-456-5372. Let's talk to a very patient caller, Charles in Dallas. Hello, Charles. Are you with us, Charles?
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead, Charles.
Yes, I'm calling. I'm trying to locate. I have an old Magnavox player, FX 1800, and I don't even know whether Magnavox is still in business. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to locate a needle for the, it plays like the 33s mm-hmm. and the 45s, which are no longer
right.
made, I guess. But I would like to get a needle for that.
Okay. Well, Charles, we'll see if we can find a source for you.
I've tried everywhere, and I thought this was my last try.
Okay. Well, somebody's bound to know.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Charles. 800-933-5372. Online, you can email us, anything at kera.org. A couple of answers that have come in. Let's see. I'm sorry. On radiators. I had the same problem in college. This is from Ed in Arlington. I found that by closing the valve that controlled water entering the radiator and then carefully opening it, I could effectively control my dorm room temperature. First, turn the mushroom-shaped knob on the pipe at the bottom of the radiator all the way closed. Then rotate it carefully open, no more than a degree or two at a time, to limit the volume of water entering the radiator. Wait a couple of hours, consider the temperature, and open it further in this manner until you get the room only as warm as you want it. This is a small room thermometer may help you be precise. It says if this doesn't work, consider calling your own heating AC repairman to attend to your radiator independently from your landlord. You may be able to get reimbursed for his charges after you move out, though you may have to go to small claims court to get any such refund. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. We also heard from Sarah, who says, I'm trying to make my KERA contribution online, and one of the promotional gifts listed says anything you ever wanted to throw, and then it's cut off. What's the promotional gift? Well, it's a flyer, which I say because I didn't get in trouble, but somebody said I really couldn't use the word frisbee to describe it, but it says anything you ever wanted to know, and then the no is crossed out, and it says throw. It's supposed to be kind of cute, but it's a sort of a see-through, transparent, blue flying disc, and it's available to you when you join at the $35 membership level. 800-456-5372. Online at anything at kera.org is the email address. You can pledge online at the support page of kera.org. Do your part right now. We've heard from a bunch of you, but we still haven't heard from you. So we're going to take a break here shortly. And then some of you who are holding, please continue to hold, because I promise we'll get to your calls right after the break. But we really need to hear from those of you who are considering joining the station. The number to call is 800-456-5372. The place online, it's kera.org. Don't forget, we've got the Anything You Ever Wanted to Know limited edition t-shirts, only 12 larges, 12 extra larges. It's a $120 membership contribution on a credit card or debit card. You contribute anything during the show today, you're entered to win this stack of books right here, autographed and provided by author Joe Nick Potosky. And, you know, you contribute anything all day today, and you're entered to win the Stoneleigh Hotel suite package, which is pretty cool. So call 800-456-5372. Join us online at kera.org. We'll be right back. From KERA, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Jeff Whittington. The telephone number to get on the show, 800-933-5372. You can also email us at anything at kera.org. And let's talk to a very patient Frank calling from... And let's talk next, then, to David in Mineral Wells. Hello, David.
Yeah, I was calling about the guy who was looking for a needle for his turntable, for his record player.
Uh-huh.
And there's a really good website called Needle in a Haystack. And it's a pretty good resource for getting record needles.
Okay.
And if he didn't have luck doing that, then, you know, I would just Google search, you know, the make and model of his record player. But Needle in a Haystack, I've had really good luck with them.
Very good. David, thanks so much for calling.
Okay, thanks for the show. I really enjoy it.
You bet. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. Ramona writes us, please ask your listeners if lemon juice can eliminate E. coli or salmonella when used with raw eggs in a recipe which will not be cooked, such as ice cream or other chilled desserts. 800-933-5372. Also from anything at kera.org, David in Arlington writes, new power line poles are being installed along Irving Boulevard from the Regal Row to Sylvan and Wycliffe. Does anyone know how tall the poles are? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see, John says, I dabble in commodities, coins, and currencies, and the only way to buy physical gold is to pay a premium to the dealer. They'll usually charge a percentage over what the closing cost of the gold or silver is that day in the market. But if the buyer wants exposure to gold and silver, they can buy shares in an ETF, exchange-traded fund, that mimics the price of the commodity. He says the ETF is based on an index that goes up and down with the price of the commodity, just like a stock does. The buyer will not be able to physically hold bars or coins, but they can still own the same value. He says one gold ETF is GLD, and one silver ETF is SLV. He says there are others, and the emailer can look them up on the internet. Let's see. We had some questions last week about air in airplanes, and We got a few answers, but here's a great one from Ed. He says, air in the airplanes is recycled, but there is also makeup air introduced. Air is gathered from the atmosphere around the airplane, compressed and cooled, and released into the airplane. There's also a relief valve that allows air out through a control device that keeps the air pressure in the airplane at the required level. He says, in conjunction with this, there is a circulation system that moves air around the cabin in the same manner as in a home or office. It's circulated through the airplane HVAC system that adjusts the temperature and filters it. Typically, the fresh air comes in the top vents and exhausts through the floor vents. He says, one thing that is different in the air in the higher elevations is that it contains more ozone. He says, think global warming and the hole in the ozone. He says, ozone is a reactive substance that can cause such things as headaches if you breathe it for a long time. This time is long enough that it's of concern only to flight crews, rather. He says, there were some suits filed by airplane flight attendants serving the long routes, but I do not remember what happened. He says, makeup air is required in ground-based HVAC systems. Currently, 15% of the air coming out of the vents must be makeup air from outside of the building. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. The other number down the hall is 800-456-5372. That's the number you call if you want to contribute to this radio station, the station that allows us, those of us here and me and then those of you listening and calling and contributing and shaping the content of this show every week to do so. It's kind of crazy that they let us, and that's me with those of you listening and participating, do the show every week. Not a whole lot of places would let a show like this take the air week after week and do an hour of just, you know, whatever about anything. I mean, it's kind of nuts, but it's really fun. And I hear from many of you all the time who just absolutely love listening to and participating in this show. And if this is a show that you like on the station, if this is a show, if you've had a question answered or if you've contributed an answer or if you've been part of this weekly forum, or if you just like to tune in and listen, then please call 800-456-5372. Please contribute online at kera.org because it takes money from you, from the listeners, to pay the bills to run this radio station. That's how it works. Look, we could be a commercial radio station, and instead of doing this show every Friday, which the total talk time of this show, okay, is 48 and a half minutes. So you take out the breaks, you take out the news, it's 48 and a half minutes of show. Okay, if this was a commercial radio station, there'd be three or four, maybe. I don't know. I've never worked in commercial radio, but I listen, you know, some, and they'll stop down for 5, 6, 7 minutes and play commercials, and they might do that 2, 3, 4 times in an hour. So we'd do a little bit of show, you know, we'd do 3 minutes here and maybe 5 minutes here and 6 minutes here. Instead of a 14 and a half minute segment and then an 18 minute segment and then a 16 minute segment. That's what we do. So what's that worth to you? A couple of times a year, and it's very, very limited on this show because it's only one day a week, really a handful of days out of the year, you know, maybe 5 days or 6 days out of the year, I ask you to support this program. I ask you to call 800-456-5372 in support of anything you ever wanted to know. And they graciously, the bosses, graciously give us an extra hour to do this during the membership campaign so that, you know why? It's so we can raise more money, but it's also so we can do more show. Instead of, you know, taking away a whole lot of the Anything Show in a one-hour format to do fundraising, we have 2 hours. We do more show and we do more fundraising and hopefully we raise a little money to keep this station healthy. So that's why I'm asking you to call 800-456-5372. That's why I'm asking you to go online right now and contribute at kera.org. When you call, you might choose to receive the incredibly limited, there's only 24 of these that exist, Anything You Ever Wanted to Know t-shirt. This is a, I'm pretty sure, I haven't actually seen the shirt, but I've seen what it looks like. It's a cotton t-shirt with the Anything You Ever Wanted to Know logo on it. And there are 12 of them that are large, and there are 12 of them that are extra large, and it's a $120 membership contribution on a credit or debit card. So you got to call 800-456-5372. You've got to go online to KERA.org, but you got to call to get the shirt. So call to get the, and I'm going to try to find out how many of those we have left, because I'm shocked. I'm actually shocked if there are any left at this point. Also, when you call and contribute or contribute online today, you're automatically entered into a drawing for a two-night stay in a studio suite at the Stoneleigh Hotel, plus a $100 spa gift certificate. This package is worth $1,200. $1,200, that's pretty valuable. Everybody who contributes today all day long is going to be entered in this drawing. So you got a chance to win this tonight during Marketplace. We're going to draw and announce. You've got an even better chance to win the stack of books that were contributed. He came by the station earlier this week. He said, Jeff, I want to give you these books. I'm going to sign them. Do with them what you can. I hope they help the pledge drive. Jonick Potoski, Hill Country writer. He's been called the Sage of Wimberley in this very studio. He brought by a stack of his books that he's either written or contributed to. And quickly, I'll tell you the titles. Willie Nelson, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Selena. He contributed to My Soul Looks Back in Wonder by Juan Williams. He contributed to Conjunto by John Dyer. And he's the co-author, along with Lawrence Parent, photographer here in Texas, of Big Bend National Park, Texas Mountains, and Texas Coast. These are all autographed. There's 8 books. They come with a satchel. Somebody's going to win this Jonick Potoski prize package at 2 o'clock. So call 800-456-5372. Go online to KERA.org and make your contribution. And by the way, we've got 21 shirts left. There are 11 large shirts left and 10 extra large shirts left. So you got to call and use your credit card at the $120 membership level to get one of those. The other number, where some people have been holding an awful long time, is 800-933-5372. And that's where a very patient Michael in Ponder has been holding. Hey, Michael.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing well.
I have a quick question about installing fencing. Real quick, I wanted to add something to the trucks hitting the overpass question.
Okay.
The previous caller covered it pretty well. I'm in trucking, and the one other interesting thing I've seen is a lot of bridges underneath are built kind of in an arch. You know, I'm talking about the underneath part mm-hmm. of the bridge. And I've seen, especially driving south on 35, you know, through Austin, San Antonio, you'll see a lot of these that in the top part of the arch, it may be, you know, 14, 15, 16 feet, whatever the you know, regulated clearance is. But down near the sides of the shoulder, you know, that arch comes down. And I've actually seen trucks that are maybe tracking over the white line a little bit actually clip those sides of the arch. And mm-hmm. You can see that a lot on those bridges traveling, you know, on 35. You'll
okay.
see a lot of little corners knocked out there. So I just thought that was kind of interesting, too. But
sure.
The fencing question, installing a round rail cedar fence. This is untreated cedar, and I've looked up a lot on the internet about installing this, and this is actually about the post. When you dig the hole and put the post in the ground, I've kind of found about a 50-50 split of people saying to use concrete and to not use concrete. The reason being, if you use concrete, it's obviously more stable, but
right.
water can collect around the post and make it rot more quickly, and you know, you end up losing your fence after a couple of years because of that rot. So I haven't been able to find a good answer online about whether you should or should not use concrete for your post on a untreated cedar fence.
All right. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Okay. I appreciate
it. Thanks for calling, Michael. Thanks for holding. Line open 800-933-5372. Up next is Misha in Plano. Hello, Misha.
Hello, Jeff. I just want to say real quick, thank you for the show. I know you've been hearing that a lot today, but I appreciate the trivia.
No, thank you. Thank you for saying so.
And I just have a quick question. It's about an old phrase, mark my words, when it's coming before something someone believes to be true mm-hmm. or something that's about to become true. And it seems to imply that maybe, you know, like write it down so we remember to check or you
right.
have proof that I said it. But I just wanted to know the origin of that phrase.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you. We have a whole nother hour coming up, so it's likely, hopefully, we'll get a call or an email with the answer.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks
I'll
for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at KERA.org. A couple more answers. Let's see. Denny in Dallas says, check out needledoctor.com. Says they carry all types of record player needles. We had a question last week about refurbished PCs. And Rao in Plano says one good place for refurbished computers is Lenovo.com. He says on connecting the computer to the TV using the DVI, he says DVI is for video only. For getting audio, you need to connect the audio output of the computer to the TV using an audio cable. I think we definitively answered that one too. Baby resale. This is from Emily, who says Green Beans Resale at Mockingbird and Abrams is a place. Jeff says, hello, an earlier caller was trying to find the title of a movie. This was last week. He says, I believe the movie is The Subject Was Roses. He says, it's about a World War II soldier returning home to the Bronx. His parents have drifted apart and argue quite a bit. It starred Martin Sheen, and it contained the song Albatross by Judy Collins from the album Wildflowers. And Jeff says, hope that helps. Thank you very much, Jeff. Brian says, oh, yeah, on the DVI connection, here's a little bit more detailed answer. He says, unlike the newer HDMI connectors, which carry sound signals as well as picture, DVI is video only. He says the caller needs to get the sound from the computer via one of the computer's sound connections. This depends on the type of sound card installed on the computer. The simplest way to get analog sound is look for the headphone jack, purchase a cable at Radio Shack or any such place that will connect the computer at one end and the DLP screen on the other end. Look for an audio in or computer audio in plug. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number to get in on the show. Get in on the station by calling 800-456-5372. I think we're going to take one more answer here before we see how things are going down the hall. Let's talk to Louise in Dallas. Hello, Louise. Are you with us, Louise? Louise? I think you're there. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, Louise. You're on the air.
My name is Lily. Thank you for
Lily.
Taking my call.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just read the screen, Lily.
Yeah. I'm calling about the young woman who was asking about salmonella and whether or not lime juice would eradicate it. I'm a physician, and definitely not.
Very good. Well, I'm glad you called, because I was a little worried about that question anyway.
Yeah. All right. Definitely not. That's a great way to get food poisoning.
Great. Well, Lily, thanks so much for calling. Sorry I got your name wrong.
That's good. Bye-bye.
All right. So, lines open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. You know how it works. We're going to do another hour. But I've got a couple of minutes right now to convince you to call another number. 800-456-5372 is the telephone number. And, you know, it's tradition on Friday to look down the hall through the master control into the performance studio, which is Pledge Control Central, and see what's happening. And there are a couple of people on the phone, so that's good. But there are a lot of people that are chatting, and, you know, it's fun to come down to KERA and volunteer. And I'm thrilled that people are having a good time today. But we want to put them to work. And we can only put them to work if you call 800-456-5372. They want the drive to end. We want the drive to end. I know you want the drive to end. I've been looking at some people's Facebook status postings. And I think everybody wants the drive to end. So your call right now to 800-456-5372, your contribution online at kera.org will help the drive end sooner. And really, literally, it ends for you when you contribute. Because I think that you'll hear it differently. Even though we're going to go until we finish raising the $600,000 that's been identified as necessary by the very smart folks in finance here, they don't let us mess with the numbers. The only numbers we get to say are 800-456-5372. But we're going to go till we raise that amount of money. But you know what? We're going to do that. It's just a question of, are you going to help or not? If you would help, then it'll happen that much faster. If you would call 800-456-5372, we'll be that much closer. If you would contribute online at kera.org, we'd be that much closer to finishing this drive. And other people would hear that you've done your part, and we'd be trucking along. As a matter of fact, someone, thank you so much, just gave a $1,500 additional gift to the station. So you be next. 800-456-5372. Online at kera.org. You'll be supporting your source for NPR News, KERA 90.1, Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. Also, K261 CW 100.1 in Tyler, K202DR88.3 in Wichita Falls. I don't think we've heard from you in Wichita Falls today. And K257EV99.3 in Sherman. And I know I haven't heard from you in Sherman. So call us, 800-456-5372. Online at KERA.org. Those of you listening on hold who are waiting to go on the show, we're going to get to you right after the news because we have a whole nother hour of anything you ever wanted to know. I want to really quickly say thanks to Nilifer, Fiona. Thank you, Betsy. Thank you, Alicia. But we're going to come back after the news, do a whole nother hour, and hopefully we'll also encourage you to call 800-456-5372 or join online at KERA.org. Thanks.